From the editor, called by God to be a missionary priest, by Father Dan Harding. When I realized that God was calling me to be a priest, I knew that it meant being a missionary priest. So I joined the Columbans. These are the words of Columban seminarian Louis Yabanay from the Philippines as he begins a 2-year pastoral placement in Pakistan, which is a part of the Columban Seminary Formation Program. The August issue of the Far East is dedicated to vocations. Louis Yabanay's story from Pakistan is one of many stories from Columban missionaries around the world who share with us their vocation to become missionary priests. Also included in this issue is the warm welcome by Missionary Society of St. Columban given to the new encyclical by Pope Francis, Laudato Si, on our human relationship with the environment and the need to care for our common home. Australian-born Father Kevin Mullins is parish priest of Corpus Christi Parish in the city of Juarez on the Mexican side of the border with the United States. Father Kevin shares with us details of parish life in an area internationally known for poverty, for drug cartels, fighting for territory, and for people smuggling. Father Kevin recently visited our magazine office in Melbourne. The late Father Philip Crosby was a well-known Columban priest in Korea who, in 1950, at the start of the Korean War, survived the infamous death march in North Korea, where he was then held prisoner for the next 3 years. Father Sean Keneally writes about a recent Eucharist in Korea to commemorate the 10th anniversary of Father Phil's death. Two recent visitors to the magazine office from Korea were Fathers Thomas Nam and John Lee. Father Thomas Nam shared with us his ministry back home after returning from Peru. Father John Lee is the first Korean diocesan priest associate to work with the Columbans in Fiji. Columban Father Walter Tudor recently celebrated the 40th anniversary of his ordination to the priesthood. We include in this issue the homily given by Father Wally, which reflects on his vocational call by God to be a missionary. The call to work as a missionary priest in another country is indeed a unique and privileged calling. Even when the age and health of missionaries require them to return home to their original countries, there are many ways that they can continue to serve as missionaries. When 80-year-old Father Charles Duster was told by his doctors to leave Fiji and return to the United States, he soon found other ways he could serve as a missionary back home. Let us pray to the Lord of the harvest to send more missionaries, priests, lay and religious, because, as Jesus told us, the harvest is ripe, but the labourers are few. Father Dan Harding is the editor of The Far East, and worked in Chile for 20 years.